Hey! Top of the morning to you, Tisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Jenon. Father God, as we come before you this morning, in a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude. Gratitude for your goodness and for your kindness. And for your tender love and care. Father God, we understand that 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose, the Son of God was revealed, manifested. One, to shower us with blessings, and two, through our salvation. But he was manifested, revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Father God, we got to go. We got to go to higher heights, deeper depths in you. And Father God, we anxiously look forward to that. And God, I got a petition to put before you this morning. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. But I seem to be bombarded with the cries of parents for their children. And there seems to be, as usual, I guess, an attack on the male children. So Lord, I want to petition you for help this morning with the fact that the devil is attacking your children. You don't have any grandchildren, you don't have any great-grands, but we're all your children. So, God, I'm asking you to deliver. Seems to be attacking between the ages of, really heavy. Between the ages of about 7 to 16. And God, whatever this is causing these young people to manifest out spirits of insanity. So I want to pray for those children this morning, God. I want to lift them up to you, male and female, big kids, little kids. I want to lift your children up to you. It seems that there's, God, strongholds of bondage in the area of mental torment, a mental torture, unloosed on men. Now, you know that thing that's been unloosed on women, so I'm asking you to save. That's what I'm asking you to do, save. Because your word says that you can save by few or you can save by many. I'm asking you to allow us to behold you as Savior. I'm asking for the redemption of the souls of your children that have grown up not knowing you. I'm asking you to manifest yourself as the Lamb of God. Save them. Save them.
Honor.
contemplating, like, which way did the Lord want me to go this morning? And this morning is preparation for tomorrow. I'm going to declare today that tomorrow on the tail end, we're going to have a healing. We're going to have a healing manifestation and a demonstration, because tomorrow I'm going to, I don't do it too often, but there are a lot of people that need to be healed. So tomorrow we're going to be used by God on this tail end for the manifestation of his healing glory over this tail line. So if you know somebody, if you got somebody in your family, I'm telling you today, so you could tell them to be on the tail line and come and receive healing tomorrow, 6 a.m., that the Lord is going to heal people on this tail line tomorrow at 6 a.m. You hear me? Tomorrow we're going to have a healing manifestation and demonstration on this tail line. Now, I need two people. Well, I think I need about one person to pray tonight at midnight with me. But I need you to pray where you are. I'm gonna pray from home. I'm not gonna do it over the airways. And I need to know two people gonna stand with me tomorrow in healing. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Now the Lord may go longer, so I'm letting you know. If he go longer, I'm going longer. If he goes shorter, I'm going to cut it off shorter. So if you the two that's going to stand in agreement with me, I don't want nobody calling me up and you're going to be praying out there in space somewhere. I need two people to stand with me in the morning at 6. I need three, I'm sorry, three. I need two tonight. I need three in the morning. Now, let me tell you, it's going to be some heavy stuff. I mean, I got some heavy stuff. And I need a manifestation of the miracle work and power of God, and God's going to give it to me for tomorrow healing on the tail line, 6 a.m. If you're going to stand with me at 6 a.m., this is what you're going to need. You're going to need some anointing oil, and you're going to have some paper towels. I have mine every day. See them? They're right here. Because I'm stepping out in the realm and asking God for miracles that are notable and miracles that are miracles. Healing miracles. Because I have some people that, and that's what they need. And nothing short of that is going to help them. Now, just because you volunteer to help me doesn't mean that I'm going to accept your help. Because you can't stand with me if we're not in one agreement. And if you can't believe God for a miracle, then you can't stand with me. Sorry. What has happened is that See, I've always believed God for miracles. Because I know him to be a miracle-working God. But I had to be made ready. Because this realm that's required now, it's not ordinary. It's an extraordinary realm of faith that has to be applied. And it's starting in the morning. It's always been there, but I think I have an assignment even over these airways for God to do miracles for those that believe. And I have to go to Alabama, a part of Alabama I ain't never been in before, to carry the miracle working power of God. And I might have to go, I still haven't made it to Florida yet, South Florida. And I might have to go to Cincinnati, Ohio. There's some desperate work needed in the area of exorcisms. And I know God prepared me for this, exorcism and healing. But you see, you can't walk with me in this if you don't believe. Listen to this song. Tell me if you can believe this song right here.
Your sins all away. Oh, but I just is your name. Your words are true. Your mercy does not change. All your promises are precious, reviving our faith. Every one of them will be fulfilled one day.
Ooh, all your promises are yes and amen.
Not grow weary. We will rise upon the eagle's wing in the presence of the Lord. Our spirits will soar till we one day gaze upon our King.
Oh, all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
So true.
All your promises are yes.
Come on now, we'll keep running, everybody.
We'll keep running after you.
We're gonna run after you, Lord. Little bit. My foot had almost slipped, oh Lord. You know I almost lost my way. Until I entered the house of the Lord. I heard your sweet spirit. I heard you say,
all your promises are yes and amen. Jesus, your promises are true.
Yes, they are.
All your promises are yes and amen. Jesus.
Can I do the bridge one more time?
After you.
Oh, I'm gonna run after you.
Praise God. Brothers and sisters, the scripture God gave me for tomorrow, I'm loving this, is Jeremiah 29:13. Jeremiah 29:13. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Can I get three, four people to post Jeremiah? No, I need about seven people. Jeremiah 29:13. Tomorrow, if you seek him, he's going to heal you on this deadline. So, in preparation, I want you to be searching for him. In whatever area you need healing in, whatever area, because all the promises are yea and they are amen in Christ Jesus. I want you not to be selfish. I want you to put your family members or the people that you're praying for, that you interceding for, on that list. This is prior to me going up in the mountains, because like I'm not taking any more letters. I held back until a few people could get their letters in. I'm ready to take them up on the mountain. And the peculiar thing is that the miracle that God's going to do is up on the mountain, in a mountainous area. And he's going to do that miracle to manifest his glory in a lot of miracles to follow. And this is what God gave me, Jeremiah 29:13. Those that seek him are going to be found by him. But he's going to be found by those that are seeking him with their whole heart. See, a lot of people talk. And I think they talk because they like to hear themselves talk. And that's not good. That's not good. Then God gave me Psalm 16:8. Psalm 16:8. Now, if you come on this line, and plus, I believe that God wants to show himself strong through this internet. I believe that the sound that is resonating through the airways is going to change as of really today. Because I'm praising him today for what he's going to do tomorrow already. I'm thanking him today for what he's going to do tomorrow. And it's going to resonate all through the airwaves. There's even some land, you know, land that's going to have to be reclaimed for God. Because the enemy got in and tried to spiritually take possession of land that he had no right to. And God getting ready to dispossess the illegal possessors and put their hands back into the hands of the rightful possessors. meaning those that his hands work through. God's getting ready to cut some illegitimate, illegal lines and attachments to stuff that belongs to him. Psalm 16:8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. There are some people that the devil is trying to move you out. Not so, it ain't going to happen. I'm going to be doing some deliverance a little later today in the area where the devil has come in and used illegitimate means through illegitimate women and dispossessed women of their rightful husbands. That's going to change today. Today. So you ain't got to, you know, you don't have to be mustering up any kind of faith for this. You either have it or you don't. You know, the mustering up time is over. It's time to really show you. Mean to show you him in you. You hear me? So tomorrow, and some of you, I need to tell you what's been happening to you. Because if you like me, you really didn't quite understand it or didn't quite know. See, there is Psalm 54:3 is the answer here. Do you know a evil human spirit trying to astral travel and bring an infirmity spirit here? I looked at it. But see, I wasn't certain what it was. So I just covered it in the blood and kept on. But now that I know what that is, if it comes back, I'm going to trap him outside his body. And he won't be able to get back in. I'm just letting him know, in case he's listening. I'm hunting for you. And I'm going to trap you outside your body. And you're not going to be able to get back in. So make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. I have entered, never really came out of, but God has to hold you up sometimes. Because the scriptures say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And brothers and sisters, we're not supposed to be hunting people down to get them healed or delivered or saved. We're supposed to tell them what's available to them. And they either accept it or reject it. But it's the Holy Spirit's job to convict them one way or the other. Satan is wearing people out. People trying to be their Holy Ghost. Trying to be their Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about there are some people that just cannot help themselves. And for those people, God is getting ready to extend mercy and grace. But there are some that are just spiritually sorry, not repentant, I'm just talking about sorry. Brothers and sisters, we're in a war. And there are going to be casualties. But I tell you what, the Bible says, he that overcometh to the end shall receive all those things of God. But he that sit up and wait for somebody to do something for him, it's not going to happen. Why? Because their heart is not right. I don't care what you say. I've seen people in a coma come out and say, I was seeking after God. I was pulling on God. I heard everything that was said around me. It's war. It's war, for real. It's war.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail. But I'm singing, all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wonder to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. But I know if you were still around, you would say, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again. Out just the way you dream. You can take a couple wrong turns, still end up where you're supposed to be. And even though in a moment I know everything can change, your perfect plans might fall apart, but the simple truth remains.
Ooh, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Ooh, you gotta get up again.
This morning when I rose,
6 a.m. We're going to watch Jesus Save, Spirit, Soul, and Body. Tell your enemies, come get saved. Tell your enemies, come be healed. Tell the people you love, you must be on that tail line in the morning. Because Jesus is going to save from an ingrown toenail to a tumor in the brain. See you tomorrow on the tail line.
Power of his love breaks down the fear.
want to say one thing before signing off. Tomorrow, your church is going to be wherever you are. If you're in your bed, your church going to be your bed. If you're in your kitchen, your church going to be your kitchen. If you're on your job, in your car, wherever you are, tomorrow, your church is going to be wherever you are. I'm going out with this one, but I'm excited. I'm looking forward to tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Your church tomorrow is going to be wherever you are.
I've lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial.
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya. When I play the Highway FM, I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess at my church,
when Hank brings a sermon and Cash leads the choir, it gets my cold, cold heart burning
hotter than a ring of fire.
When this wonderful world gets heavy and I need to find my escape,
I just keep the wheels rolling, radio scrolling till my sins wash away. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya when I play the Highway FM. I find my soul revival, singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess at my church,
and the people sing amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
Oh Lord, have mercy,
amen, 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 amen. Can I get a the Holy Ghost running through you when I play the high.